Hello and welcome to the KE Report. I'm Shad Markwit, your host today, and I'm joined by Jordan Roybern, editor and publisher of The Daily Gold. Jordan, we're going to be talking precious metals, we're going to be talking the miners, but let's start off with the action in gold recently. A lot of the generalists and some of the technicians we're talking to are encouraged by the recent pop in gold over the last 2 weeks after it's clawed its way back out of that triple bottom at 1677. Are you encouraged by what you're seeing in the price of gold? Do you think this is the beginning of a new upleg, or do you think there's still more work to do for gold?
I think given where it is, there's probably more work to do. Now, first off, gold has definitely held up better than I thought. I thought it would have rolled over by now and kind of followed where the rest of the sector has gone. But even with that said, gold has very stiff resistance at 1825 to 1830. So yeah, it's held up well. It's had a pretty good rebound, but technically there's not a lot more upside, at least in the short term. And so, you know, I don't know if today's decline is the start of a rollover or not, but I don't see that much more upside. I will say that in the last couple of weeks, if we look at gold against foreign currencies, you know, something that I have not mentioned for a while, that is showing more strength in gold. So that's a good sign, but it's not enough strength yet to really say, you know, any moment now the market's about to take off. It's gold against foreign currencies tends to be a leading indicator, and if you just, one way to calculate that is just gold times the dollar and then divided by 100 to normalize it. And based on that, that was actually, when I looked, I think about 70 or 75 bucks off the January high, which sounds like a lot, but gold itself was like $150 off the January high when I was looking at this a couple days ago. So that's something to watch moving forward, because if we see a lot more strength from gold against the other currencies, you know, that would be a sign that gold and dollars, its downside is limited. But taking it back to now, yeah, the short-term view is gold has a lot of overhead technical resistance coming up, but it has had a really good move off the bottom. But it'll depend on the shares. I know we'll talk about that, if there's a false breakdown or not. You know, what's going to happen with the stock market? So there's all these different variables right now. And gold is interesting because, like I said, it's been much stronger than the rest of the sector, and it hasn't really rolled over or broken yet.
Yeah, a lot of people are watching that 1830 and the 1850 level of resistance as something they want to see gold get through before they get more encouraged. We have had a couple of good weekly closes, though, so that's been encouraging. And the other potential catalyst could be, I know you're not a huge fan of talking about the central bank policy and the Fed, but there is that Jackson Hole speech by Jerome Powell this Friday, and then the September Fed meeting right around the corner. If they were to announce any kind of a stall to their plans to taper due to a slowdown in growth, do you think that could be a catalyst for gold right now?
I mean, it could be a catalyst over the next month or two, because if you look at the miners, they're obviously very oversold. So sentiment is not particularly bullish at this point. I mean, it's fairly on the bearish side. So that kind of a move, the Fed going easier, that would unwind some of the oversold condition in the sector. So sure, that could set up a rally for a month or two. But here, to me, this is really the big key with that is, do we see a stock market correction or not? Because if the Fed does that and you don't get a stock market correction, the strength that we would get in the sector for a month or two, it wouldn't go anywhere, really. And, you know, one could make the argument that gold has already discounted that, like the discount that the Fed's going to hold off on the taper. So that's something to keep in mind. But the stock market is going to play a huge role here, because if the Fed holds off on the taper for now, you have to have the stock market coming under pressure for precious metals to do anything more than just have a reflex rally or unwind the oversold condition. I mean, that's hugely important. I'm looking at the stock market, another new high today for the S&P 500. So if that keeps going up and it doesn't correct, there's not enough capital is going to move into precious metals for them to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's really no reason for the generalist funds to not stay in the general markets, because it's been a one-way ticket higher for them, and the dips just keep getting bought every time it goes down to the 50-day moving average. Well, speaking of levels to watch, I know that you recently have done a study and done some proprietary research on the 52-week lows in some of the mining stocks and some of the metals, and I'd be curious to see what you found from that study and what those data points are indicating to you.
Yeah, you know, I've had some trouble with this data. I put it in an article, but I said I have to triple check this. I don't know if this is correct. And I have the correct version now, which I sent to subscribers over the weekend. And using a 20-day smoothing average for the number of new 52-week lows, as of a couple days ago, it was a little bit below where the peak was during the 2018 bottom. And so after today, maybe it's at the same level. But the thing I would mention is the 2018 low in GDX and GDXJ, it was retested. So it took a couple months there. And also, my data doesn't go back before the middle of 2015. So the second half of 2015, there were a couple times where that the smoothing mechanism, the 20-day moving average for the new lows for GDXJ, there were a couple points at the end of 2015 that were really oversold, more so than 2018 and now. But bigger picture, what that tells us, and there's other indicators I use, like the percentage of GDXJ stocks that closed above the 200-day, 50-day, and 20-day. And so looking at all those indicators, we're very oversold. So at some point, we are going to see a decent rebound here in this sector. But like I said, history says sometimes it can take a few weeks or a month or so to retest that bottom, and then the rebound really gets going. So that's what that new 52-week low indicator and the other indicators are telling me, that we're if we haven't already bottomed, we're pretty close, and we could base here for a couple weeks or whatever. But that's basically where we are. I mean, I think over the next couple months, the path of least resistance is probably going to be higher, but we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks.
Well, are you encouraged at all by what you saw the first 2 days of this week? On Monday and Tuesday, we finally saw silver outperforming gold as well as the mining stocks, and it was fairly across the board, even from the big senior producers, the mid-tiers, and even down into the juniors. There was a little life in the sector. Is that at least a good early indicator if we were to see that continue and see that trend continue into the end of the weekly close and possibly as things develop towards the monthly close? Is that one of the other factors you'll be looking for, is the outperformance of the miners in silver over gold?
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at the weekly close coming up and the monthly close, which is just a couple days after this Friday, a couple trading days rather, those things will be important as far as, do we have a false breakdown in GDXJ below 41, the Huey around 250? I mean, if we close materially above those levels on Friday and then a couple of days later, that would be a good sign that a rally is probably underway. I mean, as far as the stocks, outperforming, I mean, we've had one good day basically in the last couple of days. So it's way too early to say, okay, yeah, this is great, the miners are outperforming. I mean, it's after one day. So I would be much more concerned with how are we performing relative to the stock market, with respect to the miners as well as gold. I think that's the macro that's important. I mean, you can look, there's a lot of oversold bounces and downtrends in this sector where for like a week or like 2 weeks or whatever, you see the miners are outperforming gold, silver is outperforming gold, but it's just a bounce in a larger downtrend. So I wouldn't get too excited about that stuff. I'm more excited about what I said the previous answer, which is these indicators are all really, really oversold. And the new 52-week lows in GDXJ is telling us, yeah, we're probably going to get a decent rally at some point here over the next couple months.
Yeah, fair point there. And I do think it's a little early to get too excited. And investors in general, especially the resource investors, are a bit fatigued from continuing to jump in, thinking they got a breakout, only to find out it was a false breakout and then get pummeled further. I know you have a lot of subscribers that are always interested in, like, hey, Jordan, what should I be buying? And when are you going to start buying some stocks? But sometimes the best action is sitting in cash or waiting for your chance. I know you're very patient with the markets and you look for those deep value situations. So are you starting to look at scaling into these miners, or are you still waiting for lower lows to potentially bottom fish some better deals?
That's a really good question. I started scaling into something today, and I think looking back on Friday, I mean, I had for a lot of my favorite companies, this always happens around lows where I have one like low point, which is a good buy price, and then I have like a support that's like a little bit below that, and the support that's like a little bit below that never seems to get hit in these lows. It always seems to like tick that first support level I'm looking at. So yeah, I am scaling into something today. Yeah, I mean, I think that, bigger picture, yeah, there's a lot of things on my screen that have come down in their really look to be much better values, I think, obviously, compared to, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago. So yeah, I don't have any problem with starting to scale into things right now, but provided that people have to understand that the macro for the sector is still in question. If we don't get a stock market correction in the next couple months, then, you know, we'll see a good rally in our sector, but then it's probably going to roll over again. And then, you know, we might be where we are now in 3, 4, or 5 months, you know, wondering, are we going to break new lows? You know, what's going to happen? What's the Fed doing? So that's, I just can't emphasize that enough. The macro is really important, because here's the thing. If the Fed is not talking about doing rate hikes, then gold basically needs a stock market correction, or it's not going anywhere. The other side is, if the Fed, you know, they say we're actually going to do the taper and we're going to hike rates soon, that would lead us closer to them actually hiking rates, and then the sector putting in a really, really good rebound from the point they actually hike rates. So the macro, I mean, these macro factors to me are going to tell us where the sector is going as far as the medium and intermediate term, if it's going to begin a rebound that can have legs, or if it's just going to have a big oversold bounce.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up there, Jordan. I appreciate getting your thoughts. All eyes will be on the Fed this Friday, but also, like you mentioned, looking at the larger macro trends in place and looking at the weekly and monthly charts for guidance, and see if we can get a little up leg going in the precious metals and break through some of those resistance points. But still, investors should be cautious here and keeping an eye on the potential downside as well as the upside. I appreciate having you on the show, Jordan. And if people are interested in Jordan's work, definitely check him out at thedailygold.com. We'll put a link below the interview for everybody to click on and check out Jordan's work. Appreciate having you on the show, man.
My pleasure.